Tonight we'll be mainly dry and clear, and today we'll begin bright. Experience, and actually that's my climber for the week, which I share with who do I share it with? I don't know. Anyway, somebody had that called The Burning of the Midnight Lamp. A nice letter from Tim Curtis, who is writing a lot of nice letters actually. He went down to the library to find out about dibblers, found out that their Latin name is Antechinus apicalus, which we knew. It's the speckled marsupial mouse, and they belong to the Dasyurids or something family, and have many relations such as the hairy-footed Sminthopis and the little spotted-tailed Dasyure. Another absolutely amazing animal he found out was the tiny, fragile jerboa. And there are 25 species of jerboa, 22 in Asia and 3 in Africa, and they're only a few inches long, and they can jump 6 feet. And these jerboas use their tails with a white tuft of fur on the end to communicate by twitching it to each other in the jerboasian language, you see. And their fur is a pale sandy colour, and they often live in semi-desert places, spending much of the hot day in cool burrows underneath the sand. And it says here from the book, he quotes, they sleep standing up, but rolled into a ball with their ears folded down. They become rather cramped in this position, and their first action on breaking through the entrance barrier of the burrow is to roll and stretch on the sand. They clean themselves vigorously, grooming each of the large hind toes individually. Isn't that splendid? And they all go for nocturnal foraging wanderings, which is what you should be doing, perhaps. He also found out about some more beautiful animals called honey gliders and sugar gliders and pygmy gliders, which are little squirrely things with furry membranes between the front and back limbs that enable them to glide from tree to tree. And they sip nectar too. And he found out about the cuscus, which is a slow-moving animal looking like a short-sighted white furry baby seal with a tail. So there you are, I see Tim Curtis has been doing research into these things, and he's got some other things to tell us too in his letter, which I'll read out in just a few moments. And thank you, Tim. Don't forget, by the way, please make yourself a perfume garden badge. I've told you this before, and you're probably getting tired of hearing me say it. Or just a badge with PG on it or something. It's important. And, you know, it would be nice if somebody who is really very important wore one, somebody like Paul McCartney, you know. But, of course, if he did, then everybody would rush out and make them commercially, and that might spoil the whole thing. Anyway, make one, because that way we can communicate better with one another. It's just an idea, but it's important, because in just a week's time, all of us are just going to be part of the wind.
Falling through my heart into loving you. Flying wingless, wondering what to do. Asking the future for you. Fortune falling with my heart. Luck be trusted in time. Trusting the breeze to be mine. Hoping you'll be part of the wind. Running back to you, I'm waiting for the sun. Waiting, hoping you're the one. I won't chase you if you run. Hoping you'll be part of the wind. Loving you, flying wingless, wondering what to do, asking the future for you. Fortune falling with my heart, luck be trusted in time, trusting the breeze to be mine.
Called Part of the Wind. I was reading a postcard here from Tony White, and he got another postcard from the British Museum, which has rather a splendid title. It's a very beautiful painting, sort of early ancient Indian type thing, and it's called The Shoemaker, appointed tutor to the king's son, attends upon him in the royal pleasure gardens while plotting his abduction, which is a long title. Here's a record for Elaine Mary Beardsall, who writes me sad letters from Leeds. And these are the Beatles, and she wanted to hear this.
What did you see when you left?
You may have heard me read a couple of times a poem about a sparrow which is translated from Catullus, and this is only brief, and I read Latin very badly, and even if you don't understand Latin, it doesn't matter very much because it sounds beautiful regardless, you know, just the words and the flow of the words, they ripple along. So I'm going to do it, and if I make any mistakes, forgive me in advance. It's called Carmen 3, and it's by Caius Valerius Catullus, okay? Because Lugatio veneres qui cupidinaeis, let me start again. Lugatio veneres cupidinaeis qui et quantum est hominum venustiorum, passa mortuus est meae puellae, passa deliciae meae puellae, quem plus illa oculis suis amabat, nam melitus erat suam quinorat, ipsam tam bene quam puella matrem, nec sese a gremio ilius me vebat, sed circumciliens modo hoc modo illuc, ad solam dominam usque pipiabat, qui nunc it per itetene precosum illuc undinegant redire quemquam, ad vobis male sit malae tenebrae, orci qui omnia bella deveratis, tam bellum mihi passerem abstulistis, o factum mali, o miseli passer, tua nunc opera meae puellae, flendo turgiduli rubenta celi. Sorry about that first line, couldn't get through that. Anyway, here are Simon and Garfunkel to tell you the rest of the story. Now after one, and time I think that we had some of the manic buffoonery of the mothers of invention.
My stooches of prunes. Put me to the prune, in June. We feel your chest, I see your lovely beam. And in that magical park, I find your neck, the cheese I have for you, my dear, is real and a very new. Oh, if they are a fresh fruit, oh no, chaka, 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 and they just lie there. me. And so my love, I offer you a love that is strong, a proof that is true.
That's the exciting part. Just like The Supremes, the way it builds up.
Baby,
you feel it?
Baby, baby, baby.
My throne is yours, my love. My chain for you.
My baby, through you.
My baby, I do.
My baby, I dear.
My baby, you.
My baby, through
you. My baby, through
you.
This is a song about vegetables that keep you regular, they're real good for you.
Call any vegetable, call any, call it by name. Call any vegetable, call one today. Call when you get off a train. Call any vegetable, call any vegetable, and the chances are good. All the vegetable will respond to you.
Some people don't go for prunes. I don't know. I've always found that if they...
Call any vegetable.
Call any vegetable.
Pick up your phone.
Call any vegetable.
Think of a vegetable.
Call any vegetable.
Call me at home.
Call any vegetable.
Call any vegetable. And the chances are good.
Rutabaga, 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 rutabaga.
A prune isn't really a vegetable. Cabbage is a vegetable.
No one will know if you don't want to let them know. No one will know unless it's you that might tell them so. Call and they'll come to you, covered with a dew. Vegetables seem up responding to you. Standing there shiny and proud by your side, holding your hand while the neighbors decide. Why is a vegetable something to hide?
So is the Mothers of Invention there, with a couple of things from their LP, Absolutely Free. I was just looking through the Climbers and I found a record called, well, it's by a group called Our Plastic Dream, and I've not heard it, so we're going to hear it together here. And it's called A Little Bit of Shangri-La, which is rather a fraught title if you think about it.
Thank you.
Something going on there. That's called A Little Bit of Shangri-La, and that's a group called Our Plastic Dream, which is perhaps an unfortunate title. Anyway, the other side is called Encapsulated Marigold, which is a fascinating title. I have to play that. This is Maxwell Street Jimmy from an LP on Bounty called Modern Chicago Blues. It's only 21 bob, I think. Anyway, worth having. This is called Crying Won't Make Me Stay, which is one of the better tracks on the LP. Jimmy from Radio London and Perfume Garden, and that's called Crying Won't Make Me Stay. Unfortunately, nothing can make me stay. Here's a record for Janet Robinson, who lives in Wirral, and Sally White, who lives in Putney, and Jill Gardner, and a number of other people who've been nice and written. And it's by Jackson C. Frank, and it's called Milk and Honey.
Written in autumn's leaving, and winter's coming. I think that I'll be moving on. I've got to leave her and find another. I've got to sing my heart to song.
From a Columbia LP, and that is called Milk and Honey. Tim Curtis goes on in his letter and conjures up rather a nice picture of this idealistic place that we've built up around the perfumer's garden, and we're going to have an island somewhere, possibly one of these days, where we can all go and nobody will bother us. We live a very beautiful life. And he says, we can have, this is Tim Curtis, he says, we can have a sort of huge mansion community thing with privacy when you want it. Be an art gallery, a vast auditorium for groups and any music that anybody wants, and rooms set aside for diddlers and sparrows and starlings. It could also include jaboas and blackbirds, blackbirds very graceful and timid. It should be large and airy, opening out onto a mosaic terrace in the lawns, bushes and flowers of outdoors, so the little folks shall not feel hemmed in. They can scamper out to their little homes in the sunshine when they want to. You must have woods, he says, magic ones, of course, and bright yellow meadows with some gentle cows and lettuce patches, as we shall have to eat, but be vegetarians, of course, sharing food with the dibblers and company. Leaping through the woods will be small, delicate deer with huge, soft brown eyes. And running through the woods, we can have swift silver streams flowing into flower-shaped pools, and otters frolicking among the lilies, playing with fir cones and sliding down mud slides. Dolphins will be talking to us, and fairy penguins paddling in eternal fountains, and many, many beautiful people coming and going, and talking and playing, and loving and singing. And there will be no predators, human or animal. And if we're very, very beautiful, we might just be visited by Winnie the Pooh, and Eeyore, and the fairy folk, and hobbits, and elves, and all. And that would be nice. And sometimes we shall be sad, and that is as it should be. And sometimes we shall find out a little bit more about what it's all about, and that is what we're for. Thank you, Tim. Here's a record for Paul Castle of Birmingham by the Velvet Underground.
Thank you.
those of brutality that we all have to overcome. Those are the Velvet Underground expressing curious sentiments, and that's called There She Goes Again. This is Roger McGough.
Mother, there's a strange man waiting at the door, with a familiar sort of face you feel you've seen before. Says his name is Jesus, can we give him half a crown? Says he's run out of miracles and now his luck is down. Yes, I think he is a foreigner, Egyptian or a Jew. Oh, and that reminds me, he'd like some water too. Well, shall I give him what he wants or send him on his way? All right, I'll give him sixpence. Say that's all we got today. And I'll forget about the water. I suppose it's a little bit mean, but honestly, he's filthy dirty. You don't know where he's been. Mother, he asked about the water. I said we hadn't got a cup. Anyway, I gave him a tanner. He really was made up. Said it was little things like that that kept him on the rails. Then he gave me his autographed picture and these three rusty nails. Mother, the wardrobe was full of infantrymen. I did, I asked them, but they snarled, saying there was a man's life. Mother, there is a Centurion tank in the parlour. I did, I asked the officer, but he laughed, saying Queen's regulations. Piano was out of tune anyway. Mother, polish your identity bracelet. There is a mushroom cloud in the back garden. I did, I tried to bring in the cat, but it simply came to pieces in my hand. I did, I tried to whitewash the windows, but there weren't any. I did, I tried to hide under the stairs, for I couldn't get in for civil defence leaders. I did, I tried ringing Candid Camera, but they crossed their hearts. I went for a policeman, but they were looting the town. I went for a fire engine, but they were all upside down. I went for a priest, but they're all on their knees. Mother, don't just lie there, say something, please. Mother, don't just lie there, say something, please.
Two times there from Roger McGough from the LP on CBS, the incredible new Liverpool scene. These are the Seeds, and this is called Rolling Machine. That's significant. These are the birds, and this is for Angus in Coventry, and it's called Why.